We've got this morning Dr. Richard Schlafmitz, who joins us to talk about diabetes and heart disease and stroke as well. How are all these things, other than that they're not good for you, how are they all connected, doctor?
Well, good morning. So the way these things are connected is that when you have diabetes, the increased sugar content in your blood causes a deposition or deposit of plaque in your arteries. If the plaque is deposited in your coronary arteries, you have coronary artery disease, and that can lead to heart attack, heart failure. If the plaque is going into the arteries to your head, that can cause a stroke. Just like in legs, it can cause peripheral vascular disease or kidney disease, needing dialysis going to the kidneys. So the important message here is that diabetes is a serious health issue, and adult onset diabetes is one that's increasing in severity in terms of numbers throughout the United States, and we'll touch upon why. But this diabetes not only causes problems with the sugar, but very bad for the vascular tree. And if it involves the heart, it can cause a heart attack. And that's why, as you may know, November is a Diabetic Awareness Month, and the American Diabetic Association and Medtronic are working together to bring that awareness to the public's eye about the connection between coronary artery disease and diabetes and how important it is to watch both and control both.
Many times contributing factors to both. Somebody who may get the onset of type 2 diabetes has a lifestyle that I guess would also indicate maybe there's a heart issue too.
Well, you're right on target with that, because you know, adult onset diabetes is different than juvenile, which is genetically passed on. With adult onset diabetes, things such as sedentary lifestyle and obesity play a tremendous factor. You know, you can markedly change the need for medication, maybe even abolish the need for medication, and prevent progression of disease in those arteries if you have very good diabetic control and keep your weight down and exercise. I think people just don't get out and walk enough and eat the right foods. If you do that and work it as a team, you, with recognition with your physician, can really make an impact both to decrease the incidence of diabetes as well as prevent heart disease.
I think we all know, you know, the benefit of being physically active and also eating right. For this initiative, what are some of the suggestions or things that you can kind of put in place as, you know, maybe small steps just to take the step in the right direction for people?
Well, the first step is when you go to a website and you look for a diet that's going to be right for you, get off that website right away. Diet is the wrong term. You shouldn't be dieting. You're not looking to do this for a month or two. You're looking to change your lifestyle, and that's the key. So if you're going to change your lifestyle, you're not going to be measuring 5 ounces of chicken a day for the rest of your life. You need to figure out what you do in your life that you can change. I know for me, when it comes to dinner time, I love to put 5 pieces of bread next to me and just eat away. Well, if I take that bread off my table, I can still have the occasional chicken parmesan or a T-bone steak and keep my weight down if I take that carbohydrate out of my diet. So you have to figure out what it is in your diet, whether it's ice cream or Baby Ruth candy bars, whatever it is, that you minimize that ingestion of food, you're going to help yourself and keep your carbohydrate load down and keep your weight down.
Let's talk just a little bit of that. Is many times people don't think about carbohydrate. They think about sugar as part of the bad thing, but maybe not that bread. But talk about how that really connected, and it's one is worse maybe than the other, I guess.
Well, they're actually the same. You know, sugar turns into carbohydrates turn into sugar when they get metabolized. So if you're having a piece of bread, it's basically going to be sugar inside your body. So that's why protein diets are so popular, because if you really follow these protein diets and minimize your carbohydrates, you're going to keep your weight down. But that doesn't mean you have to abolish it. Once you get to a certain weight, you can maintain it, and it's not like poison where all of a sudden you put it to your mouth, you're going to have a problem. You have to use common sense with diet and watching what you eat every day. But it can't be alone. You have to exercise, and walking is one of the best exercises. If you walk 30 minutes a day, you won't cause any trauma to your joints, and you'll help keep your weight down by doing those two synergistic things. And finally, is seeing your doctor on a regular basis, because there are symptoms that you might not recognize that he might, that'll help prevent something catastrophic from happening.
We're talking today to Dr. Richard Schlafmitz about diabetes and the link between diabetes, heart disease, and stroke as well. When you talk about coronary artery disease, is that something that can be undone, or what damage is done is sort of that you can make it stop at that particular point?
Well, there's always speculation, and people talk about reversal of coronary disease with certain medications and certain diets, but you know, there are no scientific studies showing that once you have coronary disease, you're going to make it go away. On the other hand, if you do have a significant blockage and it's picked up, we can treat that blockage to prevent a heart attack with things like stents, which is amazing technology, which you could come in the morning, I could go in through the wrist and you're home that day and go out to dinner that night. So we could prevent a heart attack from happening. We can fix that blockage. But if you have 40, 50, 60% blockages, can diet and medication make that go away? There's no proof of that. But if you arrest that, in other words, if you get on the right track, it's never too late to start exercising and diet and prevent it from getting worse. So maybe you won't need to have a stent.
And the stroke part of this is connected because of any kind of blockage in your blood flow. That's what then could cause the stroke, right?
So the way it goes is, when you have an artery, where that artery goes determines what the problem is. If the artery is going to your heart, it's a heart attack. If the artery is going to your head, it's a stroke. If it's going to your legs, it's claudication and peripheral vascular disease. So if you have a blockage in the carotid artery, that can cause a stroke. So it's where your blockage is, and diabetes can cause a blockage just about anywhere.
If people want to find out more about this and sort of maybe starting to take control now, and we've talked about things that maybe resonate with them, where's a good place for them to get details?
Well, they actually have a pretty good website going, and there are multiple links there. It's the website is diabetesforecast.org. That's diabetesforecast.org, and it has multiple links that talk about the risk factors, diet, and different places to look for help for information regarding this.
And as we mentioned at the start, it's all about kind of the good nutrition, exercise, many things that we've known since grade school. Sometimes you just have to beat the drum and make people realize that there's a point where their body suddenly says, you know, all that stuff you've been doing to me, it's payback time, in other words. So,
yeah, and one important thing is that, you know, frequently people don't do anything until something happens. This starts in your 20s and 30s. So even though you feel great when you're 30 years old and you look great, you know, if you're starting to gain weight then, that's the time to start exercising and diet. Because as we talked about, once the blockage is there, it's hard to make it go away. So when you're young, you want to prevent that from happening. So it's real important before you get to that point to act on it.
DiabetesForecast.org is the site. Our guest today, Dr. Richard Schlossman. Thanks for sharing the details with us, and hopefully get people on the right track.